Many Americans hate being compared to Japan. Many economic scholars in America say that what is going on in Japan will not go on in America. I tend to agree. If anything, Argentina is a better example of what might happen to America in the future. Argentina, only a few years ago, was a rich industrial powerhouse with a fantastic standard of living. It was a rich land, a favorite place for many Europeans. But in just a few years, this very rich country became a poor, debt-ridden, bankrupt nation with a weak currency. Money has left, and so have the rich. Taxes are high, and their currency has collapsed. Corruption is everywhere. If the problems are not solved, real anarchy could erupt. Could that happen to America in 20 to 30 years? Most Americans think not. Unfortunately, too many Americans have come to expect the government to solve their problems, and I'm afraid that rather than solve the problems, an older America will vote for more government and higher taxes. With Social Security the most popular act ever passed, I'm afraid that those who depend on Social Security, soon to be a major voting bloc, will vote once again that the younger workers take care of them. If that happens, taxes will skyrocket. With today's speed of money transfers, the great American empire could fall pretty fast. Hopefully, this won't happen to America, if Americans are willing to face the problem honestly and allow people and business to solve the problem once and for all. We have a number of years to solve the problem, so I recommend we begin solving it rather than pushing the problem forward. The problem is too big to be pushed forward anymore. This program is meant to be a call to action. The baby boomers still have time to solve this problem if we address the problem honestly and truthfully. If we do not solve this problem, we contribute to what I call the approaching perfect storm of our financial lives.